What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
You know it's a special day when Bob arrives early. Heck, when Bob arrives at all on a Tuesday, let alone all dressed up.
Dressed up.
Look at this guy. Look at this guy. This is incredible.
You know how tough it is for me to get up in the morning?
Yes, I do. You're bright-eyed and bushy-tailed today. You look like you're headed to a wedding.
Well, no. I'm heading for something else, however.
Something
a distinction that I never thought I'd get.
Just as special. Bob once got his bust along with Ron Cook on a... cup, a drink cup, but this is a whole new ball game. This is a whole new world, and I'm proud to be part of this. Tony Miceli, GM of the Washington Wild Things, is here. He's in the building. There's a camera on him. You look great, Tony, by the way. You look like Jason Kendall in his prime. This
great.
Is incredible.
He does, and you know, he's not a morning person either.
Oh, no.
You know, when you're doing baseball for your life, grind after grind, day after night, and night after day, it's tough. So he's here too, bright-eyed and bushy.
Yeah, he looks
both
great.
Struggled. We both struggled to get up this morning. A little early TV cameo for both of us, and then unwind for
what,
the rest
did
of
you have a slumber party last night or what? How did you know that you were both having trouble getting
no,
up, Bob?
We were on PTL.
Oh, PTL, that's where the official unveiling happened. Okay. Well, right now we're on YouTube. We are on the fans' YouTube page, which you should subscribe to. I might add, it don't cost nothing. Get there through our website at 937thefan.com. See Tony, see Bob, unfortunately see me. There's people coming into the room filming. And we're here to unveil, at least in radio form, the Bob Pompiani bobblehead. Bob, why don't you take it from here? This is overwhelming me. I'm about to cry.
Believe me, when I first heard about it, and Tony honored me by saying they'd wanted to do it, I was flattered, honored. I mean, how many people get a chance to have this? So I was just concerned because I never got consulted once about what this was going to look like. I was concerned about, you know, getting rid of the bags under the eyes and all the other things. But so he did me a solid, Joe. It's kind of a younger looking me, which I appreciate.
May I unveil it on YouTube, Bob?
Please
or did
do.
You want to do that? Here it is. Unbelievably, Bob is holding a football, and he has a Matt Millen-like neck brace on. Oh,
no,
wait, that's
not
a piece
neck
of
brace.
Styrofoam.
Although I look like Chris Schenkel calling a football game in 90-degree heat.
You look like Shane Coughlin for the Bills. Look at that thing. That looks great. We should keep that on there. No, this comes off. There's Bob with a baseball bat and a football, and what a man he is. And yes, the head is
and whiter teeth than I've ever had before, and I'm happy for that. Thank you again, Tony.
Yeah.
Tony, tell us what went in a KDK, too. Look at that. I notice there's not a fan logo or a Pomp and Joe logo. Tony, tell us what went into this.
So this has been
who sculpted it? Did you commission a sculptor like the Hall of Fame, the Pro Football Hall of Fame would do?
This is so it's actually the same company that does pretty much all Major League, Minor League Baseball bobbleheads and giveaways. So they're commissioned out of country. They work up, we probably went through honestly about 6 or 7 different clay molds.
Yeah.
To get the hair right, to get every, honestly, like
that ain't
you
easy.
Had a lot of moose
pumping
in that
ain't
hair.
Easy.
That's
yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Baby.
Yeah. So we went through a bunch of renditions of just making it look as best as we could to fit him and his style and making sure like all the features kind of matched up. But this has been an idea, for about 2 years. So actually Brent in the sales office here,
the was, great Brentini.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sat with me for a meeting. We were talking about something really cool promotionally, and we kicked around the idea of doing this with Bob. And 2 years later, we were able to get it to fruition and get it over the hump and unveiled. I think it's a really cool piece for a lot of people in Pittsburgh. Bob and I were talking that it's great to have players and the people who do. Hey, I lead the league in stolen bases. I do some fun stuff here or there, but Bob has been able to make an impact here for 3 or 4 generations of sports fans, and I think it's only right that there's a piece that kind of continues on his legacy.
I'm very flattered about that, too. So you put in all this time, and you finally get a bobblehead. I'm excited.
I mean, we've had people on the show going after Bob, so I think this is a good moment for him as well.
I insult Bob.
I didn't insult Bob.
I mean, I'm not encouraging anybody to ever smash one or whatever. No, no. But you can. Yeah, I think these are going to be great.
No,
pieces.
These are great. These are Bob. Did you ever consider consulting Bob on these, or you want the better part of that was to keep it a secret and have an unveil?
Better for the surprise. I showed Selena some tease pieces when we were. She kept that from me too.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't show her the face. I showed her the kind of the pose and what we were doing with it and clay mold. Just to give her a heads up with what we're doing. But I wanted everything to be a good surprise. I knew locally here in the area, we'd get a nice little bump once we unveiled it. And I think his reaction to it was going to be a big part of the process.
Handsome devil, isn't he?
That's the whole part. The suit, I told him the suit choice was, I had to go through probably 15 different pictures of, okay, what suit tie combo are we going to go
with? I got a lot of suits. So therefore, you picked a good one.
Yeah.
Good solid look.
He sure did. And he picked a younger you, which is great. Yeah. We've seen some horrifying statues and busts revealed in recent years, including the
Dwayne Wade one.
Dwayne Wade was borderline tragic. This one, I think, is true to a young Bob Pompeiani.
It is a younger me, and I'm appreciative of that because this older me is struggling every day.
the older him is a dashing gentleman as well, but the younger him, I mean, look at this, Bob. You're immortalized is what happens here.
Like I said, I can't thank Tony and the Wild Things enough. I think it's tremendous. It's a big honor, and because not many people get this kind of honor, so I look forward on Saturday night to seeing a lot of people down there. Hopefully, I don't want to disappoint and have nobody show up.
He's throwing a first pitch. There's only gonna be 1,000 of these.
Only 1,000. How much does the ballpark sit, and how many tickets have you sold already?
We seat like 3,500. We're over like 2,000 right now.
You are literally going to have a line there for these bobbleheads.
Yeah, there'll be a line an hour and a half.
Now, this won't become a Yager situation where they're coming via France or something and get lost in the mail?
Nope, they've all arrived. Okay. I traveled with 10 boxes today to the station and dropping off a box for you guys. But they're all here. They're all under lock and key, and the lines will be nice and long. And, it's a great piece. Like I said, not everybody's going to have it, which makes it even more special.
Yeah.
That Bob's big supporters, big fans, his family. These are going to be pieces that they hold on to.
Once this came out, you couldn't believe, Joe, how many texts I got from people. Yeah. Who, and I said, I'll do my best. I don't know, you know, how many I can get my hands on or whatever, but hopefully there will be enough. But I have a feeling I may go in that line and just and apologize to people who don't get it, because I feel bad if that's the case.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
So what time do doors open and what time does the game start?
So gates will open at 6 o'clock on Saturday, game 7 o'clock. Certainly, I know Bob and I were talking about, there are going to be people out there tailgating early.
Yeah.
And
do you normally have people tailgate?
Yeah. Especially on weekends, we'll have tailgate. Yeah. The parking lots will open at 3 o'clock. So people can get out there. They can have a couple beers, chill, and wait to get in line, and then wait for the gates to open and try your luck, grab a bobblehead, and enjoy a game. We're in a playoff push, counting down our magic number, so it's a nice time to be at the ballpark.
They got a big game. It's the Mississippi Mud Monsters.
Yeah. The Mud Monsters.
How about that name?
You don't want to play them in a big game.
No, well, we're ahead of them. We'll handle business.
How often do you pack the place?
A good bit now. I mean, the weather this year has been very, very challenging. Every weekend we've had this year, we've had rain or some bad temps. But, I mean, we've been very fortunate. Probably since the last 7 or 8 years, our attendance has been up about 7 or 8% every year.
That's awesome.
And winning helps. I mean, obviously, winning helps. We've had 4 straight playoff appearances, 3 division titles in the last 5 years. So people expect... to come to the ballpark, have a great time, put us in competitive settings, a lot of playoff games. So being able to grow that and kind of experience what minor league sports is all about, it's always interesting to teach people and families here in the region of what minor league sports means to a community.
It's a great time.
Yeah.
It really is. And you're up close and personal, too. I mean, you're on top of the players, which is great.
Will there be any pregame ceremonies involving Bob? Is he singing the anthem?
He's throwing a pitch.
He's throwing the pitch?
Yeah.
What number are you going to wear, Bob?
I don't know. Maybe a suit and tie just to keep it real.
I wouldn't do
this. No, yeah. I'm not going to do that. I gotta get my arm. You and I can play catch afterwards.
Can I go?
Austin's got the
wiffle ball. You guys are always more than welcome.
Warm my arm up because I haven't thrown a ball in a long time.
Or pitch.
You can catch it if you want.
I can?
Yeah,
Bob, would you mind if I caught it? Or would you rather have a real catcher catch it?
No, you can catch it.
That would be exciting.
We're
going
to have a good group out here. I know Austin's going to try to swing out and the guys from the morning show. There's always an open invite for those guys. We'd like to be great partners and work with you guys and be great hosts. We like to throw good parties.
Limits?
How many fingers are you going to put down? You're going to give me a curveball?
I want
a
changeup. I'm putting down a three. Yeah, one is fastball, two's curve, three is changeup. Four is splinker if you have one of those.
I don't have a splinker. I don't even know if I have
one. Start working on one. I may call for the splinker.
I got to get my arm loose.
Limits, do you have any questions for Tony or Bob? And are you going to the game? And what role would you like to play?
I would love to go to the game. Bob, I could try to help you warm up because
bullpen catcher.
Mostly when I pitch, I'm basically the bullpen pitcher or basically the pregame toss pitcher because I put it right down the middle for people to be able to hit it. So
but you're using
you
a wiffle
tips.
Ball, though, right?
Yes.
So that's different. And I got to.
Way different.
Yeah. I'm going to have to stretch it out. Short toss, leaving it to long toss. I'll figure it out.
Anything else you're curious about, Limits, with this whole process, with Tony, with Bob?
Yeah, I'm curious, Tony. We talked about the invention of the bobblehead and the creation of the bobblehead. Is there going to be any special other Bob themes throughout the game? Will there be like a Bob picture that's put on the Jumbotron, like in the middle of the fifth inning? Are we going to sing Tape Me Out to the Bob
Weck,
game?
A Bob on Weck sandwich, perhaps?
I like some like Bob Pompeiini trivia. I might have to, Austin, we might have to work on some of this stuff.
Shish kebabs, perhaps?
Shish kebabs.
On like special. Yeah. How about a French martini? That's my drink of choice. Do you have those at the ballpark?
That would be
special
gigantic.
Made.
We special made French
special
martini.
Made special for the day.
You better get some Chambord. It's going to cost you more money than you think. Here.
This is going to be gigantic.
We can do some fun stuff. I might see if we do some fun games between innings, recognizing Bob or anything, stuff like that. We're all that's kind of the nature of sport that we're in of creating unique opportunities in the in games to celebrate stuff special. So we don't have any other theme on Saturday. It's just Bob bobblehead. So we might as well go all in.
I'll tell you what, Bob. This is all kidding aside. This is an awesome honor. Look at
this.
Yeah,
it really
thing.
Is. And I cannot thank Tony and the Wild Things enough for doing this. The bobblehead really does move, huh? That's kind of how I putt.
Yeah.
I have my head all over the place, and that's why I can't make a putt.
I can't. There we go.
It's going to rip my head off. What are you doing?
Tony, thank you so much for coming in. And Bob, your final words.
My
here.
Final
your
words
bobblehead.
Are I hope people come out. It's going to be a nice night. I looked at the weather.
Yep.
So hopefully it'll be a fun time. And I hope the Wild Things kick some butt against the Mud Monsters, and we'll have a good time.
What if there's like 10,000 people in line? What are you going
to
do?
There won't be. You don't have to worry about that.
Really? For a Bob Pompeiini bobblehead?
First 1,000. That is what it is. I mean, I'm happy to pack the park. Maybe it would be a great day. That would be a win-win if this is Bob's day and the day we clinch the playoffs. That would be.
Oh, I like that.
Our magic number is 8, so it is possible to get there. And,
Bob's saying yes to that.
Today,
look at the bobblehead.
Today is Tuesday, yep. So you play games every night?
Yep, we're here. We're home tonight through Thursday against a team from Indiana, and then the Mud Monsters head-to-head, and those are magic number, the impact of 2.
I'd love to see it be available that night and you guys take it. So.
Pop some bottles that night.
There we go.
Playoffs.
Joey got
Bob,
some champagne afterwards.
That
to
would be,
clinch a playoff spot.
If we
that
clinch,
would
be,
that would even
those
be better.
Clinch parties are
bring
always
the snorkeling
pleasure.
Gear, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Listen, Bob, it sounds like a woodpecker.
Oh, you had to do that and ruin the entire day, didn't you? The woodpecker.
Could we anticipate if somebody that's in line that's like 1,001 ends up trying to barter with people that got their 1,000 bobblehead?
That
I'll
might
give
be
you
a special thing.
$30
yeah.
for your bobblehead?
Person number 1,001.
Start negotiating deals. We anticipated you to put them on eBay and like
you
we had that.
You won't get much play there, so I'm not going to encourage that at
all. I don't know about that. I don't know. I'm honestly, I would expect a large crowd, and I expect people to be vying for this.
Yeah, I think it's a great, it's an incrinculate memento of Pittsburgh.
Go.
I think it's a great thing.
Incrinculate.
Suppose somebody starts a fight. What if Tommy Pham shows up for this game? And he wants a bobblehead, and they're not giving
with
it
a fan,
to
maybe, and see, I don't know. I mean, we'll try to use some human blockades as needed.
Can we send one to Ron Cook?
We absolutely
for old time's
can.
Sake?
100%.
Yeah. Do you have his address, Bob?
No. I just have his text, which is still the same, but I don't know where. I don't have an address for him. We'll get one.
All right. Well, Tony, thanks again.
Tony, thank you.
Special.
I can't thank
thanks,
you
Tony.
Enough. I mean, it means a lot.
Man.
Very honored.
Coming up, let's get to, a six-pack, because there's so much going on. Bob, you're not in tomorrow, correct?
No.
So
we're flying to Charlotte tomorrow.
Right.
So
we're going to do the six-pack today. The Tommy Pham incident, Gabe Davis back in town, and the story of two possible expansions. I had a homework assignment for Limits and Bob based on possible baseball expansion. What kind of division? Like, this is a chance for Major League Baseball to totally redo its landscape.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.